Charlotte here from level 3, year 2. Okay, so, hello Charlotte. Do you want to quickly fill us in on your where you are now, what your plans are for your exhibition?
Yeah, after all of my experiments, working with different joints and finishers of wood, came to a couple decisions that I've incorporated into my main piece now, so I'm almost finished with that one.
Good.
I used a tile layering technique where I've used the wooden like logs cut into slacks and then set out to look like a plate setup.
Yeah, I did notice that. It looks like it's already placemats within the table, yeah.
And then using tile grout to give it that finish.
Okay. Will it be a functional piece?
Yeah.
So you could essentially eat off it and wipe it clean?
Yes.
It wipes clean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So do a little quick doodle there of what you want to have in your display.
Will the table be on the floor?
It could be, but I think for the purpose of with everyone else's work around, it'd be better on a plinth so it's like it's in its own section.
Yeah.
So you might want to source that plinth. As quickly as possible.
Maybe today.
Yeah.
Get your name on that plinth.
Before they disappear.
Get your name on that plinth.
Do you envision it being sort of in the middle of the room, against a wall? What are you thinking?
I'm fine with it being against a wall, like last year.
Okay. But like last year, you had things on the wall as well.
Yeah.
So it's about the presentation of it. Because it's a very low table as well, so it's not going to have much presence pushed up against a wall low down, if you see my meaning. One option, as I was just speaking to Joe about with his kimono, is to have your display kind of split into two parts, yeah? Okay. So you'll have your table presented on a plinth, possibly in the centre of the room.
Okay.
But then in a separate, smaller area, you might have some of your samples, like the nicer ones, presented beautifully, and your artist statement and a comments book. So that there is like a connection, but they're not displayed in exactly the same place.
Yeah,
an option.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah? Okay. So, make a note of that.
What would you display on the wall?
So, these would be the samples.
Oh, okay.
Do like a little shelves or...
Yeah, you could have a couple of little shelves. Where you have your little bits, your little samples. Like if you were creating this table for people to buy, you might have different finishes. Yeah, different...
Colours.
Tops.
Yeah.
Tops and finishes.
Yeah.
So you might want to make some samples that reflect what it would be like if it was displayed within a showroom within, I don't know, a furniture place. You know, they always come with sort of sample books.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I think something else would be like in showrooms where they do like dress up the furniture.
Yeah.
But obviously not
going
too crazy.
I mean, you can take pictures of your table, like arty kind of pictures, where you do have cups and things on them. And you do have those photographs, again, as part of this separate little display, demonstrating the table's function. So that might be something that is quite good to do. And it gives you then some options. So when it comes to the layout of your area, we could go, oh, actually those bits aren't working so well, you know, but until you have those options. Yep. A table on its own, I just think is going to be a little bit lonely.
Yeah.
You need to make it a piece of art.
Yeah, you need to, well, you just need to communicate the story that's going on behind your work. You know, you want people coming to see the show to go away really clear about its purpose and your intentions.
Would it be beneficial to have like a little slack about the Wabi Sabi concept, as it's probably not?
No, you'll have that within your statement.
Okay.
Yeah. People don't like to do lots of reading. Nobody likes reading.
Smaller the better. Okay. Yeah.
So if we say, if I just borrow this, like in a separate area, like on a wall, maybe you have like a couple of shelves with some samples on there, maybe a little shelf with the comments book
mm-hmm.
on there, and then your artist statement, maybe a picture or
yep.
two, you know, we'll figure that out.
Of course.
Okay? But I think that and then your table displayed on a print mm-hmm. somewhere else
mm-hmm.
would be good.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
So I assume you didn't have your sketchbook with you, or and there's nothing on your blog
yeah,
that I can see.
In a while.
and that's a problem because that's
yeah,
where
awesome.
UAL will be looking
mm-hmm.
for all of your work. So every part of what you do now needs to go onto your blog.
Yeah.
So take loads of pictures, take this feedback, photograph it, whatever you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to sell yourself on this blog.
Yeah.
And it's probably, you know, a couple of Sunday mornings or Sunday evenings or whatever, just
yeah.
getting your head down and just filling it up.
This is like the last push, Charlotte,
yeah.
before we go, bye, you know,
yeah.
you're out the door,
yeah.
okay?
But you must have a project proposal ready.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's easy, win.
You just need to put it onto that form.
And then your practical skills, you can photograph them, that's straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Planning and production, you've kind of done that already, so you can easily cover that.
This will be part of it too.
And then just do loads of reflection. Well, how am I going to put this out? How am I going to present it? How do I do this? How do I discuss it? And also your research.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how did you find out about this technique? How are you going to do this? What artists have done this?
And
yeah.
that's already... Sorry.
Yeah.
You've got that in your sketchbook already.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so we just need to see it.
Yeah,
just take a picture.
Take
and just make some annotations. Don't just throw the pictures up because otherwise there's less marks in it.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
We're here to help as much as we can. We can't do your blogs.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So as soon as your table is finished, I want to see you taking some pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see you sorting out some of your samples to make them exhibition ready.
Yeah.
Tidy them up,
yeah.
do whatever you need to do to them.
But even before you finish doing it, show how you make the joints, show everything.
Yeah, I've got pictures of everything.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
So it won't take you long. Just take a half hour less lunch break and you'll
yeah.
be there.
Mm. Yeah.
I've got everything separate, I need to put it all together.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, good.
Thank you
Thank
very
you.
Much.
Thank you.
That's great.